My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the first reading of today, taken from the book of Prophet Amos, he says, "Woe to the complacent in Zion." The question is, who are the complacent in Zion? There are those who are very rich, but do not show mercy and generosity towards the poor. They only think of themselves. The sufferings and the pains of the poor do not concern them. And what do? The first reading says, they drink wine from bowls and anoint themselves with best oils, yet they are not made ill by the collapse of Joseph. The pains, the worries, the sufferings of the poor don't concern them. And the Lord God says in the gospel, in the first reading of today, he says to such people, "Woe to you, the complacent in Zion." Now, the question is, where lies the Zion being referred to in the first reading of today? The Zion of today may be the Christian community here in Widia. The question is, are you among the complacent in Widia? That is the question. In the second reading, taken from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy, here this reading gives us the mental picture of the reward, or rather, the character, the virtues of those who are generous, who are merciful towards the poor. The reading says, "But you, man of God, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Lay hold of eternal life to which you were called." You know that holiness is holistic in nature. For example, you cannot separate love from mercy. Once you are merciful, definitely you will show love. Once you have love in you, definitely you are merciful. So, spirituality is holistic in nature. And in the gospel, Jesus tells the story of the rich man and Lazarus. This story gives us a mental picture of the reward of being merciful and being generous to the poor. You know, we have two kinds of mercy. Mercy on earth and mercy in heaven. Human mercy and divine mercy. What is human mercy? What is it like? Human mercy makes us to be concerned about the hardship, the sufferings of the poor, and propels us to help in whatever way we can. And what is divine mercy? What is it like? Divine mercy forgives sinners. Whatever generosity or kindness or love human mercy shows in our lifetime here on earth, divine mercy repays hundredfold in our fatherland when we reach our fatherland. So, we see divine mercy, we see human mercy in play in the gospel of today. The rich man did not show mercy, did not show generosity towards Lazarus. And in the netherworld, he requested for divine mercy. He didn't receive it because he didn't show human mercy. You know, sometimes we think that we are generous only when we offer money or material things to the needy. No, you can be generous in many ways. You can be generous when you give your knowledge, what you know, to other people without receiving any payment, without requesting any payment for it. You can be generous also with your time, like those who do volunteer services here in the church, the people that lead us in the singing, the mass service, the ministers of the Holy Communion, the ushers, and so on and so forth. All those who offer their services in the community without requesting any payment, they are also generous. You can be generous also by the way you talk to people, by the way you speak to others. The other day, not here in the United States, I overheard someone saying to another, "You know, you have a big mouth. Your mouth is too wide." My brothers and sisters in Christ, just imagine how the other person felt. I notice here in the United States that people are polite in the way they speak. They are polite, honestly speaking. In Germany, the Germans would say, for example, "Diese Frau ist sehr dick," which means, "This woman is very fat." But the Americans won't say that. That is an insult. The Americans would rather say, "This woman is blessed." You see, so you can be polite by the way you talk to people. There was a man called Maya Angelou. He said, "People will forget what you did. They will forget what you said, but they will never forget how you made them feel." May God bless you.